Mr. Obama goes to Capitol Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're about 20 minutes into the trading day, and we're going to ask that question. Where's Wall Street? Numbers are mixed right now. As a matter of fact, the S&P up about 0.1%. So is the NASDAQ up about 0.3%. The Dow is pretty much flat. European shares are down about 1% or less, and Asian shares, Asian markets lost 1% today as well. Toyota says it's going to stop making and selling 8 models in the United States until it figures out what's causing sudden acceleration. We're going to have more on that coming up. First, President Obama gives his annual State of the Union address tonight. He's been under a lot of pressure to move some economic mountains. We're going to hear for sure what his plans are in that address. Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research. He's with us live this morning from New York. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What's the most important thing you think the president can say tonight to reassure Americans that his plans will work to improve the economy?
Well, I think the most important thing is basically sticking to the plan. There have been stimulus legislation passed last year. They're basically working, and I think that they're going to be challenged in the months ahead, and he needs to keep people focused on the successes we've realized and not get discouraged. Now, that's the most important. The most likely thing, however, that he's going to talk about are going to be various forms of support for the middle class, like incentives to save and to get an education. I think he's really trying to reach out to the middle of America and reassure them that things are going to be okay.
And deficit reduction, he's going to talk about that as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. They've already announced, or at least have been leaked, a freeze on discretionary items. It's a small part of the budget, but I think it's at least tipping the hat to a growing sense of anger that our fiscal condition is increasingly out of control.
We know the Fed's been doing a lot to prop up the economy. Their two-day interest rate meeting, Richard, ends today. Chairman Bernanke's term expires Sunday. Is he going to be confirmed to go on?
Well, I think he is. The Senate has to pass him by a 60-vote majority, and it looks like increasingly like that is going to be the case. So no Fed chairman has been denied the post when submitted by the government. One has been refused, but it looks like this one's going to come through again in a squeaker, but come through nonetheless.
And his popularity has sort of been up and down the past couple of weeks, right?
Well, that's right. It seems increasingly people are looking at the Fed chairman as sort of an icon of things that went wrong. After all, he was, if not the chairman of the Federal Reserve, a governor of the Federal Reserve, and the president, President Bush's chief economist during much of that time. So I think a lot of people are focusing their frustration with the economy on leaders of all sorts, including Ben Bernanke.
All right. Richard, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
World business and political leaders, celebrities too, are in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. It's underway today, and Marketplace's Stephen Beard is there as part of our special coverage. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
What is the significance of this meeting?
Well, it is a key event in the economic calendar, not because major decisions are made here, but because major decision makers are here, getting to know each other and getting to thrash out the problems facing the global economy.
So let's talk about those decision makers. Who are some of these people attending?
It's a pretty high-powered group, presidents, prime ministers, and CEOs from around 90 countries. President Sarkozy of France, for example. Bill Gates and Rupert Murdoch are here. And a lot of heavy hitters from China, India, and other emerging countries.
And what are they talking about? What are the issues that they're focusing on today?
Well, sadly, the catastrophe in Haiti will certainly be discussed, but the main focus is economic and financial reform. How do we avoid another economic crisis? One fascinating thing to watch, though, Steve, the bankers. They largely stayed away from Davos last year at the height of the crisis. This year, they're back in force, and we're told we'll be lobbying the governments represented here not to follow the U.S. example and crack down on the banks. Now, that doesn't seem to fit with the ideals of Davos, but then Davos has always been this sort of rather uneasy mix of lofty aims and hard-nosed business.
Stephen Beard joining us from Davos. Stephen, stay warm.
Okay, Steve.
Later today, special coverage from the Economic Forum there from Davos, and Marketplace host Kai Rizdahl talks to the founder of the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, about the new normal for global growth.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We told you at the outset, Toyota says it's going to stop manufacturing and selling 8 of its models in the United States until it figures out what's causing this sudden acceleration program. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live this morning with that. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the scope of this action?
Well, a lot of their most popular models, sedans, SUVs, and crossovers will sort of be not for sale. Camry, Matrix, Avalon, and Corolla, the Tundra pickup, Sequoia, and Highlander SUV, and the RAV4. Toyota's also halting production of those cars in the U.S. all next week to try and fix the problem. They've already recalled about 4 million vehicles for this and a related defect. That's where the floor mat gets stuck and can hold the gas pedal down.
And Mitchell, what's the impact on Toyota in terms of finances and public relations?
Well, Toyota lost money last quarter. It's the first time that's happened in 59 years, and this could cost over $1 billion in lost sales and also in repairs. It's had management shuffles, and now this. Gary Chasen teaches industrial relations at Clark University.
Something has gone terribly wrong at Toyota. Their reputation for a high-quality product will probably remain diminished for a long, long time. This is the type of thing that companies can't recover from very quickly. When someone doesn't buy a Toyota, they buy another car. And it's not as if they're going to wait for Toyota to start selling those models again.
And keep in mind, this is happening just as Americans have started buying cars again. Toyota really doesn't want to lose ground to companies that it pulled in front of, like Ford and GM.
Mitchell Hartman joining us live this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, share your thoughts on the news of the day and check out the podcast, too, inside our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.